fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the second day of December. Prayer tip of the day: pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Hunker down. Maintain your situational awareness. What's going on from there? Inventory your library. If you haven't done that for a while, inventory your library and fill in the blanks. That could be very, very important. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's written 12, maybe soon to be 13 books. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments can consult with him about matters of archaeology. And a weekly radio talk show host with not one but 2 weekly radio shows. His website is linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Another week.
Well, sir, what a week. Every week is more strange and more bizarre than the week before, isn't it, sir?
It certainly is. Go ahead. What do you think of the top stories?
I was disappointed yesterday that the Attorney General Barr announced that, quote unquote, there's no widespread vote fraud in this past election. That's very upsetting, very disturbing. Given his past of being involved with deep state matters going back decades, maybe I shouldn't be surprised. I was hoping that he turned over a new leaf, but it sounds like it's the same old Bill Barr, who in the past has been a CIA asset, has covered up massive crimes like what happened in some of these places, in the United States, where massive crimes were committed by the federal government. So I was disappointed to hear that. He needs to be fired and replaced by a patriot. But I've also been watching hearings that have been taking place in Arizona and Michigan. Very good stuff taking place there with Giuliani leading the charge. These people giving summaries of their sworn statements of the massive vote fraud in both those states. Have you had a chance to see any of that, Jim?
Yes, I have, and it's impressive. This will be handled at the state level. So Barr, should have done more how you cannot see election fraud where it's massive and pervasive and in your face is, you know, but Barr is really, in a sense, a sideline from his federal position. He should have indictments at this point of major people in states. But yeah, he's giving them a pass. And like you say, that's the trouble. Trump has been surrounded by deep staters, and he's just another one. He's showing his true colors right now. But this is going to be challenged at the state level, and that's what's going on right now in Arizona, where they're displaying the voter fraud. There are judges that are locking up the situation in many of these states to where they cannot certify the vote. And even if they're certified, they're being challenged immediately because of the people in those states. So you have the other corruption that's been surfacing, like Kemp in Georgia and Newsom in California, buying billions of dollars worth of PPE that was never delivered. And then that money comes around through a bunch of surrogate companies back into their pockets and their buddies' pockets. And so a lot of other things are coming out in the mix here, but this election is not over. There have been many stories floating that I heard one that Biden is going to capitulate because of evidence of him getting direct money through his son Hunter, through wire and other means of distributing the money. So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if, you know, these stories come out and you don't really know. And then there's the other story of the CIA head in Germany in some kind of a shootout as they were shredding evidence of election fraud. So anyway, there's a lot of stories coming out, a lot of which cannot be verified in any manner. So it's hard to say what's really going on.
Well, the what happened in Germany has been verified by several independent good sources. Best I can tell, Jim, the Dominion servers, it wasn't a matter of shredding paper. It was a matter of seizing Dominion servers, what they call a server farm, which was at a U.S. embassy, not the embassy, but one of them satellite things that they've got in Frankfurt. And it was a CIA operation to controlling these things, that there was a shootout, that lives were lost on both sides, and that the servers were in fact seized and brought back to the United States by the U.S. military. Now, that's been pretty well verified. The story about Gina Haskell, the CIA director, being arrested and being wounded during that operation, I'm not so sure about that. And the verification of that has been kind of iffy and sketchy. The whole thing involving Gina Haskell sounds like a Tom Clancy novel. Even the servers being seized themselves sounds like a Tom Clancy novel. In fact, the world we're living in right now for the last couple of weeks, several weeks since the election, sounds like a Tom Clancy novel in general, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it's, you know, and you have to understand, too, that in times like this, the CIA itself is creating disinformation stories and sending them out there and, propagating them through different sources that say think that they have secure information. So it's really a shooting match. It's hard to tell what's going on, what's real and what's not real. But the things that are real are the hearings that are going on in states regarding the vote. And one thing I determined in my 2016 voter cheating white paper was that Madison and Milwaukee were in Detroit and the big cities were bastions of long-term Democrat cheating. And so that's coming out where they're looking at these numbers now, and they're massive. We're talking 100,000 votes in Lake Madison, which is a minor city, and boxes of votes that only are voted for Biden, and, you know, 100,000 votes that come in the middle of the night. So this is being tracked down and verified. and how Barr can say in the middle of all of this that he doesn't find anything. Well, you know, it's the elephant in the room, clearly. And Barr is just showing his colors.
Right, right. I have to apologize. I'm not sure which state. I believe it was Pennsylvania, I hope. But I was watching this live on TV and was being reported in one of these hearings. This particular state received 750,000 more mail-in ballots than were mailed out. I need to repeat that. They got returned 750,000 more ballots than were mailed out in the first place. Now, how more obvious could the fraud be, Jim?
Yeah, no, it's the numbers are staggering. And that's what I said, too. I said that after the 2016 election and the loss of the, you know, just the in-your-face, unbelievable reaction of the Democrats when Hillary Clinton lost, you knew that this election would be over the top. They would pull out all the stops. And even at that, they had to stop counting votes in the afternoon of November 3rd because Trump had beat their wildest expectations. The level of cheating that was going on, being literally guaranteeing Biden the win because of the Dominion software, giving Biden 1.2 votes, 1.25 votes, and Trump 0.75. Even with that 0.5 spread, Trump was winning by a landslide. That's why they had to stop and bring in more of these votes in a box.
Plan B.
Hundreds of thousands. Yeah, Plan B. And so they couldn't believe it. So they had to stop counting votes in all of these states, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Detroit.
At almost exactly Michigan. The same time, by the way.
At the same time. And there are people that have gone in and examined the ratios. Always 1.25 for Joe Biden, 0.75 for Trump. Exact. And they show to the vote. This is not like a little bit off here and a little bit off there. It's exact. And so then these numbers go out and actually change real numbers in real time, where they will just give Biden the win by 1.25. But Trump was actually beating this huge 0.5 split. He was actually beating it by so much they had to stop and come in with Plan B. So, yeah, the corruption here. But, you know, John, the other thing is that it took tens of thousands of people to pull this off. It's good they cleared out all the jails during the COVID-19 thing, because they're going to need a lot of room for these people.
Well, that actually, what you're saying there is actually quite real. Many people understand now that they didn't just accept a little bit of money, maybe $500 to be a complicit in this crime, not knowing that they in fact were committing treason. They thought they were involved in a local matter, getting enough money to maybe make a house payment or two. But now they're getting lawyers and cutting deals to get immunity in exchange for their testimony about the crimes that they were complicit in. That's happening nationwide right now also, Jim.
Right, exactly. And that's the typical routine for any investigation. You start at the bottom and then you work your way up. And cutting immunity for those people, because now you're getting the people that really did this. But, you know, there's a video of a woman in, I think it was Pennsylvania, and she was sitting there for hours on video filling out votes. And you could see her fill them out, and then had a little stamp there so it said certified, and then would pass it, put it on another pile. The policeman, the security guard, was walking right by, continually walking by, and there was another guy across from her watching her do it. And she would make comments. She said, well, here's Bob voting now. And she would fill it out and stamp it and approve it and put it on the pile. Then they would take these votes and run them through the machine multiple times.
Right.
So, I mean, they had everything they were doing possible to give Biden a win, which means, in reality, it was probably a 90-10 split on the actual real vote.
But President Trump had the biggest landslide, maybe ever, in his favor.
Right.
That's, when the truth comes out, I think that's, that may very well be the case. The biggest landslide in the history of, at least in the last century, maybe longer. I don't know.
Well, but, most of the recounting that's going on in the examination is in five or six key states
right.
that are still out. But you look at California, you look at Washington State, Oregon, you know, Minnesota. Minnesota, I don't think, is really recounting. But if you look at all of the blue states, it's possible that Biden did not win any state at all. Not a single state.
Well, that certainly is a possibility. I should mention the call number is 512-248-8252. Jim, I personally put some major decisions, financial decisions, on hold until, well, at least, I don't know when, but possibly as long as January 20th. I understand that major investors are doing the same thing. Does that surprise you, sir? Jim, are you there? Did we lose Jim?
Sorry, John. John, I had to go ahead. I had to leave for just a second there.
Oh, that's okay. I said I put some major financial, personally put some major financial decisions on hold until I'm satisfied that we're going to have a normal society. And I understand that multimillionaires are doing the same thing. Does that surprise you at all, sir?
No, not at all. It's interesting because I'm on the other side of that with the wing generator and now the new multi-blade systems. People are telling me, please get this done as soon as possible. And some of these take a bit of time to figure out exactly what equipment the people need. There's so many variables.
Right.
But you know, that's the opposite situation where people are saying, get me off the grid now, please. And so anyway, that's,
they're scared.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They are, want as soon as possible. And of course, a lot of these things have definite lead times. Yeah. You know, you're talking, you know, some cases 6 weeks minimum, in a lot of cases, 3 months to get equipment installed and on location. So
Absolutely. It's like,
you know, and it's the typical thing. I mean, I've been selling water filters for 20 years. It's the people call up and go, oh, there's a crisis. Please give me a water filter right away. And everybody's doing that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, it isn't going to happen. So, you know, people always wait to the last minute, not even the last minute. They should have done it 2 months ago. And
well, that's just human nature. When you observe these hurricanes, we see the same thing over and over again for decades. With modern technology, people have at least 1 week notice that a hurricane is headed their direction. And then you see the highways jammed up the last 24 hours of people trying to escape, don't we?
I was in one of those in Florida a number of years ago, and there were two hurricanes coming. And I decided to pack up and get out of there. I was actually living there for a short period of time. But I got out of there and ended up in Atlanta, of all places, during rush hour traffic. So you had the local traffic. You had all the traffic coming in from the coast in coming through Atlanta. And then I actually made it up to someplace in Tennessee and got a motel room, but the people were sleeping out in the parking lot in their cars because, you know, then they were coming in for days afterwards.
No rooms were available.
No rooms available at all. And that's,
right.
You know, that's another 400 miles north of Atlanta.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, but Chip, that's exactly right. People don't plan ahead. And then those people were sitting there with nothing. The restaurants were out of food. Let me tell you,
right.
If there's ever a major disaster in the U.S., nobody is prepared.
Absolutely. I saw this firsthand also. I was in Gulfport, Mississippi for a speaking engagement. A hurricane was headed towards Florida. And overnight, literally overnight, the entire parking lot was filled up with U-Haul trucks, vehicles, you know, obviously packed full. And, of course, the hotel itself was full. Overnight, people escaping the incoming a hurricane coming into Florida. And of course, they made it out in time. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Morning, Elizabeth. Hold on. We got a break. Hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, 2nd of December. This hour sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I got EMP Shield devices for my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson. It gives me peace of mind knowing that they can get home when nobody else can drive. They're at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. That website's jmccsci.com. And, Jim, you've got not one but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live and to the archives, please.
Thanks, John. Yes, every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs from WWCR Shortwave Nashville, Tennessee. And then my other weekly podcast is now turned into the education program, which is available on my webpage. But all of this information on my webpage, which is linked from John's page.
All right. Our caller on hold is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, John. One thing that I saw on Twitter is the fact that Kamala Harris's campaign photographer was one of the technicians of one of the Dominion voting machines. And like some of the state legislators have said in some of the states, what truly needs to be done is a forensic audit. If you mentioned an audit to any of the Department of Justice people, their eyes glaze over and they don't know what to say. But I think that would go ahead and expose a lot more. There was a lot of things with the machines, with this ImageCast Central workstation. It's mentioned in Sidney Powell's court papers that she filed with the Northern District of Georgia. I have a copy of it, and I did forward it to you, John. I don't know if you had an opportunity to review it or not, but there's a great deal of information on there.
All right. Well, I'll certainly check that out. Anything else, Elizabeth?
No, not right now. Oh, yes, there is one. Is Professor McCanny aware of the stellar cores that are by the sun that are being reported?
Where are these being reported?
Well, it's being reported by Dr. Claudia Elbers. She's a physicist. They have been using forensic imaging, and they've gotten some of these from the Stereo A, Ahead Observatory. I couldn't recall the name of that the other day, John, but I do know it today. And it's on the Planet X News YouTube channel. That's Dr. Claudia Elbers and her associate. And there was a huge Halo CME. What's out there is disrupting the sun and causing a lot of the earthquakes and volcanoes erupting.
Okay. Let Jim respond. Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm afraid you're getting your information from a hack source, and it's all garbage, okay? I mean, it's just, I don't even like to comment about this because
I've gone ahead and I've looked at the stereo thing myself. This is not something that's photoshopped or anything, Professor. I'm sorry, but I strongly disagree with you, but you're entitled to your opinion, and I thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Lots of rabbit trails, aren't there, Jim?
You know, the problem is there's a lot of spurious effects on these. They used to do that with SOHO. They would say, oh, there's a winged aircraft out there and going by the sun, and these are known effects that are idiosyncrasies of the cameras, etc., and people take them and then pass them on as some kind of, you know there are stars making our sun blow up, and CMEs, and there have not there was a minor CME the other day, but what they're calling a CME today is not a CME. It's a minor little puff. These are C-class flares, or even B, so small that the sun does these all the time. You know, it's sensationalizing things that should not be sensationalized. And even the mainstream, like if you look at spaceweather.com, they will do the same thing.
Absolutely. Okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our Monday guest, Sam Andrews, is under legal attack. A multimillionaire wants to shut down Freedom Center USA. We're taking donations to help with the legal defense. It's going to be expensive, about $50,000. If you feel moved in your heart to make a donation, you can go right to my website, Top Dead Center, and make your donation by PayPal. That would help Sam Andrews and help Freedom Center. Also, my website, if you've got pain issues, I got something that'll help. I really do. Call the Energy Cleaner. You have sleep issues, you want to sleep as good as a small child or a teenager every night like I do, you need an Energy Cleaner. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. And, of course, the mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price. I just got the largest order of mattress pads 2 weeks ago I've ever gotten since I've been doing this for 10 years. And everything's going to be ready to go here pretty soon. We're getting a fresh shipment of energy cleaners in later this week. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there also. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's a toll-free airline, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. A question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked in my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jim, you mentioned a moment ago the wing generator. What update do you have for us on that, sir?
It's a moving issue here, and people are really in need of this. People on farms, ranches, island communities. Independent energy is the biggest thing in the future. And also, I just want to mention that I have the very small multi-blade systems now, which are about 60% the price of the wing generator. The wing generators and the equipment are industrial-grade equipment. And a lot of people they just can't afford it. So what I've gotten is a multi-blade system up to 10 kilowatts. So these are small. They're high RPM. They're not as efficient as the wing generator, but for people who are in a decent wind area, they can work okay. And then also we set them up with either a small diesel or an LP generator and a battery pack, and it's a viable system for a lot of people. So anyway, that's in the works, and I'm getting requests for all different sizes of the wing generator. I just got one from France, I got one from England the other day. So internationally, people are learning about this, and starting to look for people who are interested in investing on the franchise. So this would be the 250 kilowatt wing generator powering the equivalent of a gas station, but a charging station for automobiles. And that's the future, because in 5 years, you are not going to find gasoline automobiles. You're going to have to, and also, nobody is building the infrastructure to provide electricity for all the charging stations that are coming. So all of this thing, the wing generator is going to be in the future. It's just, here's a lot of people ask me too, is why have big investors not invested in this? And the answer is that big investors are heavily invested in energy. All of them are. That's the biggest investment for large investors in the world. And so you have people like Buffett who invests in three-blade wind turbines that don't work, and he's there simply for the government subsidy. Literally made billions of dollars off of government subsidies. I don't deal with government subsidies. It's not in my business plan at all. And so anyway, it's a complex industry, but what I'm going to do is simply grow based on sales. And so that's, I encourage people, if they're looking for independent energy, whether it's a small operation. I just had a doctor that wanted to get off grid for his operation so that he wouldn't have to shut down his office when the power goes out.
Right.
And so, and then there's other people who have developments where they have 25 houses that they want to supply power for. It's all over the board. But the people have the same issue. It is get off the grid. You have energy independence.
Well, that's an interesting update, to say the least, Jim. How are your water filter sales going, sir?
Well, they've increased. I have a sale on, and for the water filter elements, and the whole house water filters have a sale on them, reduced pricing, and also the along with the replacement filter packs, and the terracotta filters are selling. People are buying those, and because we're not getting stainless steel anymore, so. I would say the last month has shown a definite increase, and now I have the sale on, and I'm going to be doing some marketing also, trying to drive traffic to these sub pages. So everything is moving. People have to understand that they have to get prepared. So energy, water, and then the grow towers too. I remind people that those grow towers are there for home or commercial, and so people are buying those so they have their own independent source of vegetables. in a crisis, the biggest difficulty you're going to have, some people have storage food, some people have, you know, other sources of food locally or meat, but the biggest thing you're going to not be able to get is vegetables, and that's why the grow towers are very good, very low amount of energy to run the lighting, etc. So those are, you know, things, energy, water, and food. Those are the biggest things that I am marketing. Marketing solutions, not products, they're solutions.
That's good to know, Jim. And that's what, solutions are what we need, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. John, I wanted to comment on the woman that called in. She's a little bit emphatic about supporting this Dr. Albert. All you have to do with these people is go back into their history of making predictions, you know, over the past decade on predictions not panning out, statements that don't pan out, hyperbole on things that have no meaning at all. And unfortunately, people watch this and are drawn into it. One of my very first lectures in my paid cast is how to identify fake and fraudulent and hyperbole type of, you know, people coming into these fields and flooding it with misinformation, you know, and that's what's going on. So unfortunately, you know, misinterpreting satellite data, et cetera. And like I say, you even find that the Rothschild-owned spaceweather.com, they're doing the same thing. So it's this is part of the CIA misinformation, too. You create both sides of the story. You create the official side, which is spaceweather.com and NASA and space.com, with Tony Phillips, the clown that represents and filters the information for the good guys, the white hats, the NASA people. And then you have the other side, which creates the nutcase stories. And then they never have to deal with people like me that will bring you real information.
Right.
They create both sides of the story. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. Okay. Well, Jim, we're in a historical time here, to say the least. We have a vote coming up here in 12 days, the Electoral College. We're supposed to inaugurate a president the 20th of January. We're going to have multiple lawsuits being filed, which I think several are going to end up in front of the Supreme Court. I've been a big fan of Sidney Powell since I met her and talked to her several years ago in Dallas before she represented General Flynn. She became the national spotlight when she started representing General Flynn. I found out, Jim, she's done something no other attorney's ever done. That is, she's won 70 cases in front of the Supreme Court. No attorney has ever done that, Jim, ever.
Yeah, we are certainly in historical times now, and I am really busy concentrating on what I do. I do jump off and watch some of these you know, events as they're taking place right now. There are people reporting the real news. I encourage people to watch, for example, Steve Turley. Dr. Turley has what I would say are some of the best analysis of what's going on behind the scenes, because you won't find it really anyplace else. There's no news that's covering this, and especially in terms of the election. But make no mistake, the voting cheating in this election was pervasive, it was massive, it was everywhere. And right now they're just concentrating on these few states that are left, which are really going to decide the vote. But ultimately, they have to go into every state and pull this apart. And you know, just by looking at the county vote, and then you get down to the precinct vote. But if you look at the counties, for example, Hennepin County in Minnesota, or if you look at the county that for Detroit, these Democratic strongholds have been, Chicago, Cook County, that is, Chicago is in. These areas have been controlling state and federal politics and local politics for decades. And they have to go in and really go back in history and see the same cheating going on at that level and start making arrests. And the one thing I want to point out is this is being done at the precinct level. So this lady you see filling out votes, this isn't her first rodeo. She's been doing this for years, possibly right. since she was a young girl, right. filling out right. votes and doing that and fixing elections. Thousands, tens of thousands of people doing this on a regular basis. When Nancy Pelosi was asked about AOC winning in that district in New York, she said, a glass of water could have won that. That's what she was talking about, that it's a given that the Democratic candidate is going to win. It's just the cheating machine has been set up, and it's been pervasive. And no matter how many people vote for a Republican in a two-party system or independence, whatever, the Democrat is going to win.
That's right. Right. It's a system. And we may find that there's quite a few senators, United States senators, United States representatives who have won by fraud, couldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what has to happen, too, because, you know, how could you have Trump getting this massive landslide victory and then such an even split on the senator and House of Representative races? It doesn't make any sense because people are not going to cross vote across party in that to that extent. So that has to be unraveled in all of the states, because this is critical, because you have people starting, you know, the House of Representatives probably should not be held by Democrats, and the Senate also, you know, this is, they have to go back to all of these state races because those same voting machines were used. The same people filling out votes were used. The same mail-in fraud, all of this fraud adds up into all of the local elections down to the local level.
Absolutely.
You find that states that are in off years, like, say, the governor of Hawaii or the governor of Minnesota, where, you know, they were probably never elected fairly. You know, so these, what they're calling Democratic strongholds are not, they're Democratic cheating centers. And once one takes over, then that money from outside keeps coming in. And who knows, you know, if these, and I'll tell you, John, a lot of these people are probably not even being paid. They're just doing it. It's part of their, and I know people like that. They would just sit down and fill out votes all day long because that's what they would do.
Because well, this doesn't change the fact they're committing a crime.
And absolutely.
Those are exactly the people who are going to be wanting to cut a deal in exchange for their testimony.
They'll be the first ones to squeal. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because their own hide is at stake. And then they think of their family. And yeah, this is the man and woman right down the street from you.
It's a sad situation, but that is the situation, isn't it?
That is. It is. And it's pervasive. It's across the country. And anyway, yeah, that's where we're at. So the next few weeks will tell the tale. 12 days, you say, until the Electoral College. And a lot of the states are taking back their role. The legislatures are taking back their role as far as determining the election, where it's held, the rules of the election, where you have judges, you have governors, you have secretaries of state coming in and making rules at the last minute, where they had no jurisdiction at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Yeah. And how did it get this way? It's because people never realized this. That's what I was trying to beat the drum and raise the flag last election, 2016. And John, you tried to get my information. Robert David Steele did. A lot of people that have, you know, fairly close ties with the president. And I don't think he ever saw my cheating study. I know that Sidney Powell did, recently, there was a guy that I knew, he's a minister, and he had connections through his own connections with a person that's on, an attorney that's on the presidential staff. So I know that my voter cheating study finally got into the hands of those people. But that should have been there years ago. This should have been prevented. This was preventable. That's the saddest part of this whole issue, is this was preventable.
Right. Absolutely. Well, it's everything's working its way through the system, and I much prefer to have our legal system resolve this rather than it become a kinetic, violent matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's our last break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we have our last caller here. We got Steve in Florida. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
I was curious. This is calling from the swamps in Florida. I was curious. I haven't seen you on Doug Hagman's show lately. I wanted to find out what's going on there.
I'm typically not on with Doug Hagman.
I was asking John the question, Jim.
Oh, I'm I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Doug didn't do a show Monday, but I was on the week before.
Understand. Also, I was curious. I haven't seen or heard from your buddy in Texas with the chickens and the goats. I'm out actually dealing with my chickens and goats right now.
Well, everybody misses him and his calls. It's always very colorful and interesting. And
I just want to make sure he was okay. You know, we are one big family.
Absolutely. Well, I haven't heard from him, and we don't know what's going on with him, unfortunately.
So in our previous conversations before, we're going to get some kind of notification. I know Sam has been a big one to talk about, you know, putting your big boy pants on when it's time, and I guess we're going to get some kind of appraisal of when to take, Morgantown, Washington. I guess that's what it's going to take.
Well, we'll see. We will see. Anything else, Steve?
Have a blessed day. Thanks to both of you. Oh. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Jim, you got about a minute and a half here to summarize what you need to summarize this week for everybody, sir.
Well, I would just say if you know somebody that needs energy, if they have a farm or ranch or a small business that's out in the country, and for the wing generator, the multi-blade systems, water filtration, etc. And for people who are being fooled by these, the Dr. Claudia people like that, I just watched a video during the break, and the first thing they have is this big round ball flowing through. That is the symbol of CIA disinformation, is to make you think that Planet X is this big round ball, or they show pictures of it sitting by the sun. This is all, it's all Photoshop, folks. It's all hoax. I don't know, these people have been doing this for the better part of a decade, and they have no credibility at all. And so I'm sorry that people are getting hoodwinked into this. And it's all over the internet, though. So don't get your science from YouTube. That's probably the best rule of thumb. Anyway, go to my webpage, link from John's page. I have a sale on everything. My education package is on sale. My books are on sale. Trying to get these in the hands of as many people as possible. So, as always, John, thanks for inviting me to be on this show. I know a lot of people listen to me here more than listen to me on my own show. So, anyway,
You're welcome, sir. And you've got quite a following here, and we appreciate you being here, Wednesday.
Yeah, well, it's a different venue. I don't talk about these topics on my show.
Oh, good. Thank you, Jim.
Good to see you, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.